My Life Today, September 19. Truth will triumph gloriously. Sanctifying power of the truth. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. The truth of God must be enshrined in the heart, and we must be determined to fight the battles of the Lord if we would come off conquerors with the final triumph of the truth. For the truth will triumph gloriously. If you are seeking to be a blessing to others, God will bless you. We should bring all the good possible into our lives that we may glorify God and be a blessing to humanity. The church is God's agency for the proclamation of truth, empowered by Him to do a special work. And if she is loyal to Him, obedient to all His commandments, there will dwell within her the excellency of divine grace. If she will be true to her allegiance, if she will honor the Lord God of Israel, there is no power that can stand against her. Zeal for God and His cause moved the disciples to bear witness to the gospel with mighty power. Should not a like zeal fire our hearts with a determination to tell the story of redeeming love? Of Christ and Him crucified? It is the privilege of every Christian not only to look for but to hasten the coming of the Savior. If the church will put on the robe of Christ's righteousness, withdrawing from all allegiance with the world, there is before her the dawn of a bright and glorious day. God's promise to her will stand fast forever. He will make her an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Truth, passing by those who despise and reject it, will triumph. Although at times apparently retarded, its progress has never been checked. When the message of God meets with opposition, He gives it additional force that it may exert greater influence. Endowed with divine energy, it will cut its way through the strongest barriers and triumph over every obstacle.